This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, babes and babettes. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. I have a question about a product I've been using and loving that I want you guys, stop laughing, to review. And then I'm going to leave. But this is a supplement for, it says, whole body detoxification. In this
red
case,
red light, red light, red light.
maybe. Okay. Maybe it's yellow. We don't know.
Okay.
My doctor recommends this for liver cleansing.
Okay.
And he says that he, in past years, has really underestimated the need for liver cleansing in our country.
Do you have your liver results on a lab, like AST, ALT, your numbers?
Supposedly, the symptoms were enough.
Can you just tell us what it is? A standard process.
Standard
it's a good
process.
Brand.
Yeah.
Process
I'm
going to
let you look at the ingredients,
awesome
and
brand.
Then I have a question.
Check it here.
The question is,
I'm sure that it's milk thistle, number one, or silymarin, whatever that's.
Silymarin.
The ingredients look fantastic. And it's got aminos, which I'm really excited about.
Does it have all nine?
Because I
if
don't
you're
know.
Not having all nine at
But
once,
you're out of stock, so you can't really
that's true.
Say anything.
I have got no
I mean, where am I going to get my aminos? Because not from you.
Yeah, by it's got milk thistle, but that's way down to the almost to the bottom
is angry
of the priority
that the
blend.
Aminos are out of stock
they might,
the day
the time this
they
plays,
launch.
By the time this plays,
they'll be back in.
Maybe.
They
I
won't
have no
be
idea.
Back in.
But
you know it. I know it. She doesn't know it.
Look at you looking.
The interesting thing is, it has creatine in, and a lot of the not all nine. So
does
I wouldn't take
nine?
The essential amino acids when not all nine are involved, but. There's the relaxing ones,
if you
of course,
can take
glycine,
it with a full protein,
L-theanine, right?
Hold
Does
on.
It have L-theanine? No.
I think it's in there down at the bottom. Here's my question for women.
No, actually, it's L-methionine.
You can take it if you're not trying to build it for muscle. It's not going to work for muscle.
Doesn't
lean,
have L-theanine.
Lean body mass. If, but you see, that's not what he's taking it for. He's taking it for a
liver cleanse.
So
A, do you believe in it?
Shows you, creatine is so much more than just a muscle punk.
Yeah,
do you believe in it as a liver punk. Cleanse, for one? And
I wouldn't take that because I wouldn't take the essential amino acids that's all separated. Well, I suppose it's not for muscle building.
So it's fine. I can't see a word
it to
on
catabol-
this. You need to read. Oh, can we?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, can you do that quickly? Before
okay.
Hollywood Dan leaves to his next
and then
shoot.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's vitamin K1, choline, calcium, iron, magnesium, sodium, potassium, arginine, glycine, L-isoleucine, we'll just say leucine, isoleucine, methionine, valine, creatine. Proprietary blend, it's only 4.4 grams. Well,
oh, no, that's
organic pea protein, great. Flax meal, organic oat flour, organic pumpkin seed protein, organic buckwheat flour, organic beet. Just put our baking blend and our essential
yes.
in one and throw a few herbs and then you got it.
That's kind of why I was asking.
Burdock
is
root,
a
organic
comparison.
Beetroot, calcium citrate, organic
be careful,
barley
the burdock
grass,
can make you
dandelion,
little
broccoli.
Free in artichoke. The pooping.
Sunflower, lecithin, thowder. Just throw all of our THM supplements in one blend. Shake it up.
Is there enough in here for a liver cleanse?
How much of the milk thistle does it say?
It's right down at the end, too.
I mean, there's... Yeah.
It's in the proprietary blend of 34.4
okay.
grams.
Listen, it's all good stuff is what we're saying. I don't know if it will cleanse your liver. I don't even know if you need a liver cleanse,
okay.
but maybe you
and
do.
And then follow up really fast question. Is there enough protein and carbs in here? 17 grams of protein.
No, because if you're doing it for muscle building, which is what you were going for, I wouldn't use that because it doesn't have all nine. You
no,
need all
now
nine.
Now I'm asking for women for weight loss. Is this a
no.
meal replacement?
Because for
no,
weight
that's
loss,
not a meal
you
replacement.
Need the proper all nine.
You need.
Otherwise, you're catabolizing muscle and your muscle tissue is your metabolic tissue and you won't be losing
Don't feed
weight.
That to Mrs. Probably. V as a meal replacement.
No.
But it's definitely got some nice ingredients in there. Definitely be helpful to the full body. I don't know that it's going to go swim and target your liver and cleanse it all up and sudsy it. I'm not sure about that, but maybe.
Okay. Okay. That's my question.
Moving on.
Yeah. I want to just bid you adieu. And
are you staying for a bit?
He has to go. He has to heart out by 3.
But it's not 3.
It's 2 minutes to 3 in the
I'll
hilltop right
I can,
now.
I can okay. stay for 2 minutes.
You can stay.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I thought this potty would really like, I feel like you would really jive with it. And I was feeling like.
Well, the reason he has to leave was he had a heart out and then we had some technical problems. So we've been kind of sitting around for a while and now the time has come. So just start and then.
I'm not bringing any scripture. I'm not bringing any meat. like the potty that we had just done last week where we really brought information, health information, I am just bringing an observation. And I just would like people to start thinking about this observation. Okay, so first of all, to set up the scene, my children do the dishes for the most part. I mean, I do a few here and there, but for the most part, you know, it's their turn in life,
nice.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I've paid my dues.
No, easy.
Now, this
easy
is a good
decision.
Thing that the children do the dishes, except for when you want to offer guests a glass of water, then.
Yeah, I know when I go and reach a cup or a bowl from your home, I know your children do your dishes, but that's okay.
You do the automatic rinse.
Yes.
Hey, I remember back in the day, you would have your babies doing the dishes. They would be standing on stools. And their dish doing was like, they would be like, yeah. Blah. And I would be like, oh. And I would be, and as I was drinking from like, my God, no, I'm good. I've had plenty.
Oh, no, we train it. Yes. Yeah. Should be my like, children, no, we train them young.
My children also love to listen to music while they do the dishes.
Yeah.
And most of the time it drives me nuts. And I'm like, stick your jolly music in your own ears. That's why we brought you Apple Pods for Christmas or whatever. Like, where are they? And they're all lost. And so they blare their music. And usually it's just, I can't take it. But one of my daughters got into sports inspo songs. I don't know if that's the name of the category.
I know what you're talking
but
about.
But like songs that that just really get you like.
You hear it in a stadium.
Those movies? Yeah. And those football movies that you're all, you don't even love football, but you're crying.
Yeah.
You know, and those songs are the soundtrack.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh man, they make you feel like you can do anything in life and that you are like, you're Rocky Balboa, you know? And so. That was the first time I didn't say, put your jolly music in your ears. I was starting to jive.
Yeah.
Like I did my chores. I was feeding my sourdough, you know, straining my kefir. Like, but I was doing it like a rock star. Like I knew I was hot in my home.
Your own soundtrack to your own heroic story.
Like my muscles.
Hot in my home.
It's like my muscles were there and I was peppier and I wasn't thinking, oh, I got to do my kefir and then I suppose I got to do the laundry. And I was thinking, I got to do the laundry.
Yeah.
Like I was loving life.
Yeah.
And my children were walking perky around the home and they were like, I'm going to ace my homeschooling this morning. Everybody's attitudes were.
That's powerful.
The bomb, you know?
Like We Will Rock You by Queen, that kind of like level stuff.
Well, one of them was the song, which was actually one of my favorites, The Champion by Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I've
you know
never
the
heard
word.
It.
I actually brought it to play.
Okay, I'd like to hear it because I'm thinking we are.
No, listen to this,
young
man. This is awesome stuff.
Back in our day.
Okay, just listen to this. Okay, can you imagine us, right?
This really takes you there.
Kefir.
Oh, I see it.
Getting the sourdough in.
Oh yeah, let it rise.
And then, like, the glass is being washed.
Wash
that mayonnaise
glass.
Is all getting out of there.
Bake that bread.
Not a crumb. I've been hula.
Wow.
Sing it, Dan.
I don't know it.
Don't know it either.
Ready?
Where's the chorus?
I am a champion. Oh, invincible.
Oh yeah. It's that go girl stuff.
Not invincible. Champion.
She's back on the stage circa 95.
Yeah.
I'm losing it, man. Like, I'm just in my world.
Come on.
I was so into this. I'm like, I've been sprinting to the wrong music.
Yeah.
So, like, I used to, like, sprint to my worship songs and all. That's all good. It's all good. But I started putting this I can't do it in my ears because I just have the little pods that fall out. So I stuck it on a speaker like halfway up the hill and would be blaring it. And I'm sprinting up to, I am invincible, unstoppable, can't stop me now. I'm telling you.
Hey, that is worship music.
It is. But I actually got so like awesome. I was better sprinter. I took it to the gym. I'd get better pumps. I'm like, I love this stuff. So I started looking up all this other like sports inspo music and it changed my life.
Yeah.
No, sports inspo music changed my life.
Let's go.
So then I thought to myself, there's something to it. And then I thought, oh, then I was in the shower listening to a podcast. It's my favorite place to listen to a podcast. And I was listening to this one athlete trainer, like Olympian trainer. And he was saying, forget the name of the guy because there was lots of trainers coming on this particular show. And he was saying, I teach my clients that the goal is won, the game is won, victory is won in the mind well before you step out on that field, well before you step out on the rink. it's one in the mind. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, the sports industry is so far ahead of the rest of the world. They embrace what the rest of the stages in life think is cuckoo, woo-woo, new age. They embrace it. They use it. They harness it. And that's how they win. Like 100%. They tell their, if some athlete comes to them, they tell them, you're invincible. No, you're the winner. Yeah. When you go out there, I want you to imagine your chest breaking that rope at the finish line. It's not going to be anyone else's. You're going to feel the tape on your chest. Imagine it. Yeah. Feel it. No. Shut your eyes. Imagine that. Like yeah. They get all this mind stuff happening.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "Who? What anthem's going to play? What anthem? No, to tell me. Is it going to be the American anthem? Because that's what you're going to hear, because you're going to be the winner, because that yeah. Feel the weight of that goal around. Feel it. No, imagine it. Feel yeah. It. They harness the mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, then we go out to couch shrink stuff. And it's like, so tell me about your fears. No, let's go back there. Okay, so maybe there's something to whatever. I'm not trying to down shrinks, but I'm saying what the world has used for victory, all of a sudden, in all the other spheres, it's like, oh, that's a kook right there. Like when people say, oh, I'm hearing a little bit of like, you got the sinus going? For the last, 5 years, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm totally walking out of this cold. I'm totally walking out of a cold. And they kind of look at me like, you kook. Like, because they're expecting me to be like, yeah, I've caught a cold. I'm feeling a little bit like, yeah, I'm just going to go home and get all cuddly and go to sleep. But I always say, yeah, I'm not catching it. I'm walking out of this thing. And I can tell that their kook monitor goes up,
yeah.
You know?
The kook monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel like so much in life, when it really counts, like, it's all great to get a gold medal. It's all great to win some, athlete thing.
yeah.
It's all great. But what really counts is mental health, mm-hmm. relationship health, our faith, with our creator, all of this where it really counts for true victory in life, for true health and longevity. What really counts is when this mind game is used and harnessed. And when it counts, I feel like that's when the enemy, the thief that loves to keep us in darkness, thinks, oh, okay, well, this is where I'll tell them it's kooky. In the sports arena, that's fine. We'll just let them realize that it really works. It's science. Right. We'll just let them.
Right.
But over here, we'll talk about the other positive weirdos. Like, yeah. Don't let them be your friends because they're not in touch with reality. And they're
especially in our health journeys.
Right. Because so many times some people will come to Pearl and I and they'll be like, yeah, I've got this and I've got that and I've got 82 food sensitivities. And we want to be compassionate. And this is all very real stuff. I'm not laughing at it. But I'm saying we are to be compassionate. We are to bring physical steps for health. But then, and they all love that. But then when we say, hey, think wholeness. You can, I believe you're going to be healed. You're going to walk out of these things. As soon as we start talking like that, their brain turns off. A lot of people, not
well,
everybody.
Some, well, they're like, well, I sure hope so.
But that's where they think the help has stopped. They think that's now where we're just getting a little bit woo-woo and that's not any step to my healing. But the athletic world has harnessed it and used it and it's powerful and they're starting to use it now in science, quantum physics, in the health arena where people with broken backs, mm-hmm. broken backs, literally, and we're not saying you shouldn't do all this wonderful chiropractic and you shouldn't do even surgery sometimes. I'm embracing everything.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we've got to embrace this too. People with broken backs have actually walked out of wheelchairs mm-hmm. By thinking their back into healing. And this sounds woo-woo, but it's not.
I propose to you that Carrie Underwood song is more of a worship song than I'm broken and stupid and helpless yes. and pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I leave.
Bye,
yeah,
Dan.
But keep going with me, Pearl, because I think this is a huge thing. How come the world is awesome with it? They're like, oh, we can do this. We can jive with this. You're unstoppable. Here, I've got some other lyrics that I've written that I just kind of like copied and pasted from what my daughter listens to while she does the dishes. But but Pearl, just you want to talk a little bit about what your thoughts are about it. Here, there's a song. What is this one called? I'm not sure. Oh, no, here we go.
I, you know, what stuck out to me as you're looking for that song was when, and the things that count. I mean, if your career is sports, that counts. And sports, wonderful. I mean, my children, we raise them in sports. We raise them in football. And it's such a great thing, I think, for just their physical bodies, mental bodies, and things like that. But it's so true. Even in schools, that is all absolutely embraced, you know? Like, I remember the talks that the coaches gave the football team that my boys were on, and my son Bowen was like the quarterback, and you know, and he's like, you, like, tonight you're a winner, you're gonna you know, it's like you're gonna throw that ball and it's gonna be caught, and like they just feed into them, you know. But then,
and their chest puffs up.
Oh yeah,
they are stronger,
and everyone believes, and it's communal believing, and we're all believing.
It's actual faith.
Yes, it's faith. It's absolutely a form of faith. And but like you said, but then the things that count. So even our relationships, right? Oh, our marriages. And we go around. And yes, Serena, it doesn't matter. There might be truth to that. We're going through a rough spot in our marriage right now. Well, we could say, well, I'm just going through a rough spot right now in my marriage. You know, I don't feel the same feelings I felt for my husband. And we just can't get along. And all these things we're saying, believing, and thinking absolutely become our reality. Where what's the flip side of it? What are we in sport? What would the sport, you know, anthem be about that? I'm walking into wholeness in my marriage. I love my husband. I feel great things for them. We're gonna
even
rock
love
this.
His ugly shirt.
Yeah, we're gonna grow together. We're gonna go for the long haul. We're gonna make it 50 years and then rock that, and we're gonna go past that.
What was that awesome song too about, you know, you know, they didn't think we were going to make it, but look, we're going to prove them.
Looks like, yeah,
looks
she,
like we made
she
it.
She actually got a divorce.
Oh. She didn't sing it with faith. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Hey, divorce happens, and there are true things that happen that warrant divorce.
Yeah,
you know,
there are.
Crazy breaking of, you know, your covenant. But the thing is, there's so much, like Pearl said, so many times where people just nurse the negative. And they think that is just embracing reality and being truly authentic in the space of their marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, how are you doing? And how are you and your husband doing? You're doing great. Well, it's just, we're in warfare. You know, we're just battling.
That's a good Christian
my demons
term.
Are
we're in warfare.
Demons, and we're just in warfare. And I just felt so sad, because maybe they are going through rough space and I'm not trying to say that no one goes through rough spaces, but I feel like there is a rising up of a different kind of better thought that can help you go through that rough space and get through victorious. And you know, I'm always the one that ends up on the late side of the trends. Like, maybe the Pearl's like, yeah, that was like a hit 15 years ago, and I'm thinking it's a hit now, you know. But you know,
I remember when skinny jeans were in, and you know what, they first came in,
yeah,
and then your boys would never ever wear skinny jeans, and then when they're all gone out of fashion 5 years later, your boys put on some skinny jeans. I don't know if that was you either.
No, but I didn't even know the name. You're going to hear this and be like, I know that song, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, yeah, you could be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. These are stupid lyrics. Sorry, the one who wrote it. But it's not stupid. But I'm just saying, that's not that they're poignant. But you could beat the world. You could beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock. You can move a mountain. You can break rocks. You could be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself. And it goes on
who
and on
is
and on.
This
on. I don't know, it's some famous song.
You just call it stupid, by
no,
the way.
It's not stupid, but I'm saying, you know, I'm not reading these lyrics thinking these are profound healing lyrics for your marriage or your situation or your sickness. But I'm saying there's this anything is possible vibe to these songs that just inspires like nothing else. And it's biblical. You know, the Bible says anything is possible for those who believe. And I'm talking anything. Your fears are possible when you believe in them.
So
you know,
true.
Whatever you believe in, it's possible. And, you know, and here it's saying you can be, you know, the master of your situation. You don't have to be, you know, have to fail. You can break mountains. You can break through mountains. And what about those karate people, right? You know, and they go up and they just have their hands and this like little knife karate chop thing, and they break through rocks. It's not just strength.
No,
it's the power of belief.
Absolutely.
And I believe the sports arena has really harnessed it. And I'm saying the Bible says to harness it.
It does.
But we're seen as kooks when we try and harness it.
Especially, like you said, in the health, for our health. Also for our, I think, our healthiest, part of that is our healthiest weight journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's so many times we feel, it's just, I guess, the way we feel. You know, even in sports, though, you're going to have bad days where you miss the goal or, you know, you don't. Like, what are those, like, what are those famous basketball stars, though? Michael
Jordan?
Yeah. All of those. Like, when you, yeah, when you look at their stats of how many they got in the basket versus how many they missed, it's always, I think it was more miss, right? But yet they won so many games, and it's just incredible because they just rebounded, kept coming back. So with our health journey, I mean, there's going to be days where like things aren't moving or you don't see the difference or you mess up or you feel like, oh man, I'm not that person I wanted to be by now. But that's when you harness this,
and
right?
And what would the sports industry do in that situation where the team feels down?
Yeah, where it's always going to be that.
The one training for the Olympic goal feels down. I think this has all been for nothing. This has all been for naught. I can't do the triple arabesque on the ice, right?
Yeah.
I can't do it. What would that coach come in and say? What would they have harnessed? They won't be like what most people crave when they're down in every other arena. They want the friend to just have compassion. They want them to just, oh, you poor you. Oh, it must be hard. Oh, I just feel for you. Oh, you know, that's what we almost crave, but it's not what's great for us, because that coach will come in and say, you're not staying down. pick your head up right now. Yeah. Pick your head up. No time for this.
Yes.
You know, and just not that we go in with just a brashness and a harshness to relationships, but I feel like there is, are we around the right friends? And do we realize what's going to really help us out? We need positivity.
And who's the person that speak to us all day? It's
ourselves.
Not that someone. It's ourselves. We're our own best coach. We have to be our own coach. I mean, that's why the Bible constantly talks about thing, you know, put off that. Don't think that. Put on this. This is the way you think. This is the way you talk to yourself with your thoughts all day long. No, think this. It's way better. We have to coach ourselves, and then we're our coach. And so, I mean, even in my own life, so much. I mean, I mess up and fail at this, Serene, all the time. I mean, I've come so far, I think, but I'm not there yet. But this is the kind of thing I need to hear. We all need to hear it, because I guess we're sitting here on the potty couch being coaches, right? But that is to coach others to be our own coaches, mm-hmm. to say the things that we're saying here to ourselves.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's some days that I feel, even with my own health journey, I've come so far. I'm at such a great place. But some days I'm just like, oh my goodness, I still have ringing in my ears. You know, from my Meniere's disease. I had Meniere's disease, and I walked out of into a place where...
It's not your Meniere's disease.
No, it's not. It's not. But I was afflicted with it, where I was like, it took my whole life for a while. I mean, I had the most debilitating episodes of vertigo, and it stole so much from me until I decided to...
To not let it steal.
Yeah. And so much of it was a mind game.
I was so inspired by you, Pearl, because I'd call up and, how are you doing with that Meniere's thing? You're like, oh, I've created so many different wonderful pathways through God in my head. Like, he's really helped me. You really gave glory to the Lord.
I did.
You know, but you were like, I can't even go to those vertigo moments anymore, because as soon as my body's starting to spin, you know, I just think of strength in my legs, that they can carry me strong. And all these scriptures start coming to my head, and I'm creating different pathways, Serene. I'm creating healthy pathways.
And I did, and I have. And I've accomplished so much, and I've walked out of that entirely, and I'm living an incredible life, you know, despite all that. But some days... I still have ringing in my ears, actually every day. I mean, I still have that. That's really the only thing that I have. And some days I just really get down about it. Like, why do I have to have ringing in my ears? Well, I guess I'm not the healthiest person in the world. Well, I guess I still have Meniere's, even though I've walked out of so much. Rather than embracing the champion, like, what I have come out of, like, yes, heck yeah, I'm a champion. Why don't I dwell on that?
Right.
You know, and that was what the sports whole arena would be to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You know, goodness, you're a champion. Look at what you've come
to.
Yeah,
and when you go through the hard stuff, that's when you've never looked so strong, and a little bit of pain, no gain.
Yeah, you know? I believe, you know, one day I'm going to get rid of the ring in my ears, but even if I don't, and I'm going to, oh my goodness, how far I've walked. So this is the things we've got to tell ourselves, you know, how far have I come? Even if it's not physically, even if you feel like you've reverted physically and you're back to where you started, but what have you gained? The knowledge,
right?
The things that you have kind of messed up on, all of those are the paths to take you
totally.
To the wisdom of what you wouldn't do again,
mm-hmm.
of what you've learned, of what you've built inside yourself.
I remember when you were walking out of Graves' disease.
Yeah.
And we changed our whole thought. We've changed our talk to to more of that athletic world talk, Pearl. We don't say, you know, remember, you know, when you were dealing with gravity. No, when you were walking out. Like, yeah. It's a whole different way of seeing it now. We refuse to see it in a
I can't even believe I said my Meniere's disease because I don't think it's not like even, that.
Yeah. But I remember you getting on a group, you know, a self-help group or a support group. That's what it was for Graves' disease. And Graves is like the hyperthyroid. It's an autoimmune hyperthyroid. And you're like, oh, I might just get some encouragement here. And you said to me, Serene, I got to get off this place. I cannot spend one more minute on this site because it was like, this is what Meniere's has stolen from me. All of you, I'd love to hear from you. Tell everybody what Graves has stolen from you.
Yeah.
And you're like, if I go down this path, it'll steal my life. Mm-hmm. I cannot nest this. I've got to think victorious. And you walked out of Graves.
I did. I mean, it's just been incredible, you know, when I look at my life, but I think we forget them. It's like the children of Israel, right? The Red Sea parted for them. I mean, the miracles were incredible. And yet, you know, they longed for their food back there. They forgot about all the miracles. Yeah. And sometimes they were just stuck in a desert and that's all they could see.
Yeah.
They forgot about the Red Sea parting. They forgot about everything that led them to that place, you know. Yeah. And they just saw, I don't like this food.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, miracle upon miracle. Yeah. Look where I am, but I have to remind myself of it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll just wake up and I'll just be a little bit of a grumpy Pearl today.
Yeah.
Well, things aren't quite perfect in my life. Well, I'm still fighting with some symptoms. Well, it's just not perfect.
Right.
You know,
it's the glass half full. It is. Looking at the pits instead of the beautiful sweet cherries. And it's so true. And so that was my observation to just say, hey, like, if we're on this health journey, if we're like doing the work, if we're waking up and we're making the baobab smoothies, you know, and we're getting in the gym and lifting some weights, why don't we harness one of the most powerful aspects of health and healing and victory? And that's what the sports arena has harnessed, that the game is won in the mind.
So Serene, you know, I mean, we can play these awesome songs and stuff, but I don't really play a lot of music. Some people love it. I kind of did when I was young, but I don't really have music as a background for my life at this stage of my life. So, of course, we're kind of taking the whole premise behind it, but what are the thoughts that you feel like we should be thinking for our health journeys then?
Yeah,
because we're supposed to put thoughts in our heads and plant them and nest them and grow them.
Right, because, you know, we may be having symptoms, you know, in our body from something that we're walking out of.
Or insulin resistance,
right.
metabolic issues.
Right in front of us. But I feel like when we talk healing, when we imagine healing, you know, I just remember studying that one particular doctor and he was talking about pain relief and talking about how when he got some of his patients had so much pain that the pain meds couldn't even touch it at a certain point. And he found that he got a lot of, you know, positive results with his patients when he had them imagine their pain getting further and further and further away from them and getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It was a mind game, and it really worked. It was a mind game that worked. And, you know, there was this study once, and I forget the doctor who did it, but I just some of these things I've read about how there through depression, they did studies on people that just did medication alone and the others that did medication and then surrounded it with a whole different mindset, like positive thinking, and just changing the whole way they thought about life. They weaned off their medication, and so the true victory was the positive thinking. Mm-hmm. The positive, because the ones that are on medication stayed on the medication for the rest of their life and really had no true healing. But the mind is such a powerful tool, and I think people can imagine like this one book talking about cancer, you know, and cancer treatments saying when you take your medication, imagine it. Or even if you're not on meds, maybe you're just doing, you know, just natural or whatever, just you're not on the medication. It's not your chosen route. You just imagine that those your white blood cells coming along and whatever how you want to imagine it. Like there are knights on white horses, those the white blood cells coming and just like ravaging and slashing the head of the cancer cells. And then, you know, imagine, you know, another set of infantry coming in and cleaning up all of the carcasses of the dead cancer cells. But it's like you can imagine this movie in your head. It's all part of your healing. Mm-hmm. And it all is, it's science.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Baobab is easy to shove in any food that suits citrus kind of zest, whether it's sweet, you want to throw it in a smoothie, which I love to throw baobab into my kefir smoothie, which is usually how I take it every day, but sometimes savory as well. It really matches chili, anything that would match hot sauce, acidic zest. And so I love to throw in all my tomato soups and chili. Sometimes I'll even whisk it into my omelets. You know, if you whisk your eggs up, I'll just whisk a little baobab into that.
Get your baobab boost powder at trimhealthymama.com.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
But, you know, visualization is so powerful, right? But, you know, as you kept saying, and positive thinking was all part of it. I wonder why, though. Like, you know, positive thinking, a lot of people might be tuning in, they'll say, oh yeah, so that's that positive thinking junk. Why has it been termed junk?
Well, because I think that it really makes a difference, because it's not junk in the sports arena. Any coach knows.
Why is it not called junk in the sports arena, but it's called junk in this arena and maybe in life arena?
Because throwing a ball into the right goal, who cares? I mean, sorry, the people that are sports.
They care.
What I'm saying, for the long term, for the scheme of things, for your mental health, for the things that really matter, for your wholeness as a person, it really matters the way a person, you know, thinks about, I mean, as a person thinketh, so is he.
I think that people think that if you're a positive thinker, you do not have a grasp on reality and that you are not a being authentic, that you are just like an ostrich with their head covered in the dirt,
you know, the sports
not
arena,
looking at reality.
They know reality. That coach knows that, you know, that the $1 billion whatever that's bet on this team, you know, all
there's
the
a lot of reality.
All of the companies that have put all of their you know, money behind, and you're promoting all of their stuff on the ads and everything like that. I mean, they know the stakes. They know it. They just know that positivity is going to be the thing that helps them through.
Yeah,
plus the training, plus the sports,
of course,
supplements,
all of it,
and the special masseuses, halftime, and everything.
Yeah.
But you know, it really the it's won in the by the mind.
Yeah.
I mean, just think, you ask what specific things. I mean, I'm cheerleading myself all day long. I have to, because there are voices in my head that are dark.
Yeah.
In all humankind, you get thoughts in your head. And I'm not talking that I'm like schizo and I have like all kinds of voices in my head. No, every human gets thoughts that are negative.
Yeah.
And if we don't be our own cheerleader, like you said, Pearl, if we don't be our own positive coach, we're going to be one of those people that are Eeyore and then just drown.
Yeah. So it all came in, you know, the whole thing, but let's be authentic. Let's feel our feelings. You know, there's a whole thing of feeling our feelings. It's don't suppress them. But I think that is kind of where the confusion and the deception has come in, right? So don't suppress it. Push it down and just pretend it's not there or the problem. You know, feel it, let it come up, and let's feel this. You know, humans were made to feel fear and anger, and there's this whole even new way to raise children, let them be angry or let them feel it. But I feel like, and I'm just saying I feel, you know,
well,
I feel like
feelings
are great.
It's the redeemed feelings and the positive feelings. Harness the feelings that work for you, not the ones that pull you down.
Right, exactly, because there's an end result to feelings. So sure, we can say feel our feelings, but what is that going to do for you? Is feeling your feelings going to get you to a healthier goal? Is feeling like I can't do this today, I want to throw in the towel, and just really trying that on for size with your health journey, like I just feel fatigued with all this food preparation and the food cleaning up, and it's too much.
And I'm so sick of just the five foods that I can eat because I'm allergic to everything else. Well, five foods is like a feast compared to some nations that only have two, rice and beans.
So we could all feel our feelings, but what are they doing for us? I feel like a lot of feelings are super harmful for us. Fear, what does it do? It turns on, and fear, stress is just fear.
Oh,
anxiety
is
just fear.
It's a cascade of
I mean, what it does to our body
hormones.
Turns up, our cortisol turns down, our sex hormones. I mean, it turns on inflammatory pathways. So yeah, sure, we can be authentic and feel our fear, What does anger do?
The thoughts that we can't see turns on a cascade of real chemicals in our body.
You know, everyone's like, yeah, you should be angry. Well, I say, no, you actually shouldn't, because anger is going to be
it. Nobody has time for it, because your life is made in the day, because we can't work on yesterday. And we work on tomorrow by working today. And so if we just think, well, I'm just going to try it on for size today, you're just wasting today. You're wasting working on your future. And so we don't have time. Like in a race, if you've got 200 yards left to go, you don't have time to just concentrate on your fatigue. Yeah. You don't have time to concentrate on the pain in your calf and that, like, the muscle spasm you've got there, or concentrate that you feel like throwing up because you're so exhausted. You don't have time. You've got to think about energy. You've got to think about the finish line. You've got to think about how great it's going to feel when you when you get there and you've given your all.
Yeah, so even it might seem kooky to say, oh, don't feel your anger. Your anger's bad for your body. Yes. It's not going to take you to the place where you need to go. Anger turns on adrenaline.
And it's not your authentic self. It's your dead self that Christ died on the cross to get rid of, because he couldn't fix that junk.
Yeah.
He killed it off instead of trying to fix it.
But one of the things that will get you to the goal, and that we should coach ourselves, right? That locker room coach, into feeling, okay, so joy, gratefulness, gratitude, all these things, they get us to that place, to that winning side. Joy is our strength.
Yeah.
I mean, joy fills our body with a cascade of actually super inflammatory, anti-inflammatory substances. You know, that old scripture in the Bible that we've known since we were little girls, you know, happiness is like medicine, merry heart is like medicine. No, it jolly actually is.
Yeah. And bitterness drieth the bones. It jolly well does. Yeah. And I've heard you, self-coach Pearl, because I've heard you say, you know, like David, come on, soul. Why be so downcast? Put your hope in God. I've actually heard you say that out loud. You know, and
it's because I have to, Serene, because it doesn't come, it hasn't come to me naturally in life. And I think to some people it just does. But I think becoming that coach for myself, and as I said, I'm not perfect yet, I am walking into it more and more. But I'm so glad that I come from a place where I can see who I was and now where I'm at.
I'm not into the fake positive, like, I have arrived. I'm perfect. That's weird. But we're saying walking into something.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're on the journey and you're on the right road and just encouraging yourself along the way.
And I don't think it's shameful, because that's where I get into. I get ashamed of myself that I have to coach, because I have a lot of, sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes I have dark thoughts, sometimes negative thoughts.
Everybody does.
Sometimes I just have lots of thoughts of failure, of fear. And
David did.
Yeah.
Because that's why he's got a lot
then
of self-talk.
Then I kind of get shame, like, oh, here I go again. Now I got to coach myself. Why do I have to coach myself? I should have already arrived. Pearl, you should have already arrived. You know, shame, shame, shame.
But actually, the mind is a battlefield.
Yeah.
And the more that you have positive thoughts, oftentimes the more the enemy is going to come and try and pull those down. So I don't think you're ashamed of the battle. You get excited about the battle. Yeah. And the true athlete mindset,
it's,
too.
It's always a battle.
They're all like, hey, give me the battle, but I'm going to come out the victor.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to give me a fight. I'm made for the fight.
Think about it, though. I love what you're saying, because there's all this, you know, what are they called? Inspo? Sports inso songs?
No, I just said that.
Oh, you made the term sports inspo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now
maybe
it's going to be a thing. Oh, yeah. So I'm just thinking, you know, your sports inspo songs. I'm thinking of that story in the Bible of David and Goliath, right? What was David like? He was like smash talking about himself. He's like, God is going to use me, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take off your head, and I'm going to be powerful. I mean, he was sports inspoing.
Oh, he was so sports inspoing. Yeah.
Imagine if he hadn't said that. I'm sure that little stone wouldn't have gone round and round and hit the target. Giant would have come tumbling down.
It's all by the power of God, and I believe in the power of God. But the Lord says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we have to use it. We have to use our tongue.
Yeah, I don't mind being a kook. I would rather be a kook than an authentic self in a little pearl depression.
No, I'm telling you what, there's power in the tongue, but also there's an inner tongue too. We talk to ourselves all day when no one even hears it. And I don't think there should be any shame. We got to break that off, because the mind is the battlefield. Don't worry that there's going to be a battle going on. The Bible says there's going to be a battle going on. You're just going to be the one that wins, because you've got God on your side. And
I like it, Serene. I like your observation. Trim healthy mama.
I'll be